So my mother-in-law's birthday is on December 23rd, and last year she turned 75, and she wanted to spend it in Las Vegas. So we went, and I told my husband, she gets us for her birthday, but she is not getting us for Christmas. So we booked a flight to come return home on the 24th, 7 a.m., and I have a feeling that many of you in this audience will, the story will resonate with you. So we get to the airport, 7 a.m., everything's great. And at first, there's a little delay in the flight, and that delay gets to be a little bit longer, and before you know it, we are one crew member short of flying home, and then the flight is canceled. And at this point, all Southwest Airlines had canceled, because leading up into this week, there was a weather alert for the deep freeze that happened that was going to affect the East Coast, and sure enough, it hit. So we tried to get a flight back home, and we soon realized it wasn't going to happen that day. So we quickly made the decision that we were going to take a freaking road trip from Nevada all the way to Baltimore, because we said, we're just going to move. We're just going to just head towards east, right? That was our direction. And so luckily, we made the decision quick enough that we got the rental car, and we started leaving Nevada. And the whole entire time, as one of us were driving, I would call Southwest, and I would be on call for literally, no exaggeration, hours, with just the music playing and just waiting for somebody to pick up. While at the same time, I was on their app looking through to see, all right, what city can we fly to? And not only that, could we make it to that city from where we are driving from, right? So it's just a whole entire day of what ifs. Can we make this? Can we make that? Now, throughout this whole entire ordeal, I had two command centers. That was great. So my one girlfriend in the West, Kathy, and shout out to Marianne Laura over here. She's on the east side, East Coast side. And so the two of them were really helping us navigate our trip in terms of, okay, maybe this flight, maybe this location, so on and so forth. So spent hours doing this, right? That early evening, I found four tickets. There's two, my husband and I are two kids. I found four tickets from Austin to Baltimore. So I booked the first two. And what you have to realize is when you're driving through Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico, there are a lot of dead zones, right? And so I booked the first two, and then the second two, I just couldn't get it. So I call my girlfriend back west. So she finally gets on, and when she's finally able to book it, those two tickets disappear. And I was just like, fuck. Because that was going to be our trip home on Christmas Day. So we continue driving. We still kept the two tickets that we had. We continued driving, and after dinner that night, I checked again on Southwest, and I found four tickets out of Houston. So I booked those four tickets. So we spent the night, I think it was somewhere in New Mexico, drove as far as we could to the border of New Mexico and Texas. And the next morning, we drove through the lone state of Texas, very big state to drive through. And I'm still doing the same thing. I'm still calling Southwest. I'm still getting, holding on for hours on end. I'm still trying to see if there's another flight that could get us home on Christmas Day. And at this point, it is Christmas Day. And in the afternoon, we stop at a gas station, do our normal little fill up and everything. And I look one more time, and the two tickets for the Austin flight were there. So I quickly called Marianne because I wanted to make sure that we got the ticket. I wasn't going to be some reception issue and I couldn't book it and everything else. And we got it. We got four tickets from Austin to Baltimore. So we drive into Austin, go return the car, go get our Christmas dinner at the food court, right? And we sit down for a glass of wine, and lo and behold, our flight was freaking canceled. And at this point, we were like, WTF, right? We already returned our car. There is no more car to rent because everybody's in the same situation of trying to get to wherever it was that they were trying to get to. And so I texted Marianne, and I was like, it's fucking canceled, right? Like, so the good thing is we still had our flights to Houston. I had never unbooked those, and that was going to leave the day after Christmas. So thankfully, we never canceled that. But I had to get to Houston somewhere, right? I mean, it was 2 hours away. We could have done an Uber, and somehow Marianne found a bus that was an hour away. It was in downtown Houston, Austin. It was going to leave in 1 hour. And so we hopped into an Uber. And might I remind you, at this point, we had traveled through many states, through many cities. And when I tried booking the ticket, the bus ticket, my credit card had been flagged for fraud. So then I called my girlfriend back west, and she booked us the ticket. So we get on the bus. At this point, it is Christmas Day. It's at 10 o'clock at night. And as the bus pulls away, it leaves the station. The lights turn dim. It's about 10:30. And at that point, my spirit broke. We had endured so much. We had gone through so much planning of, like, where can we drive to? How long can we drive for? So on and so forth. We got a ticket, and then it got all blown up. And I just broke down and cried. You know, I basically cried myself to a two-hour nap. So we got to Houston at 12:30 at night. We check into a hotel, slept for 4 hours. 4 o'clock in the morning, we get into the Houston airport. And as the sliding doors open, I look to my left, and there is a sea of people at 4 o'clock in the morning, probably a mile long, all waiting to talk to somebody in customer service. And just the look of defeat and exhaustion on their face. And I felt so bad. But at the same time, I knew exactly what they were going through, right? Because we had been going through the same, similar situation. So we get to the gate, and we board, you know, and it's like, is this really happening? Is this really, like, we're going to sit, and we're seated now? I mean, at this point, I'm still waiting for them to say, oh, something's happened, and the flight's canceled, right? So we actually take off. We ascend. And at that moment, I look out into the window, and again, it's a 6 a.m. flight, and there's just this beautiful sunrise happening with the blue and the orange and the magnificent yellow. And I'm just internally grateful. And at some point, I almost felt guilty that we got out. You know, like we were the lucky ones that day that were able to make it home to whatever the destination was. Because I knew that there were hundreds of others like us in airports all over the nation that were trying to get to the destination. And we got home. So with that being said, wish me luck, because literally today I booked a flight to Vegas for a work trip. Thank you.